many different forces throughout history. It's not just evil in the world. There is good as well. But the good have to stand up. My friends, the enemy loves to brag openly about their plans to enslave us. They've done just that, yet again admitting that once they register the guns, they will confiscate the guns of the American people. And we have it on video. We're going to be breaking it tonight, Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars Nightly News, and this is The Resistance.
Tonight, Democrats admit plans to register and confiscate firearms.
First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your side legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Then, the Hacken family kidnaps their own children and escapes to Cuba. Plus, Big Sis is testing drones that can detect guns. And a veteran of the Black Panther Party says the DHS arms buildup is for war against the American people. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
My friends, first off tonight, the reason I got angry at Piers Morgan and got in his face was because he's up there claiming he doesn't want to ban our guns when the UN treaty, the globalist in every other country, and the Democrats predominantly in the United States have banned guns completely for the citizens everywhere they're in control, turning the cities into crime-ridden hellholes like Chicago, New York, and other areas. And we have the countless clips we're going to play in a moment of Dianne Feinstein saying if she can get the vote, she'll ban our guns. And the attorney general saying he wants to brainwash the public against guns. We know their mission. But just a few days ago, here in Austin, Texas, the Austin police chief, who's now up in D.C. calling for restrictions on the Second Amendment, and Mike Martinez, the Austin city councilman who's set to become mayor very soon, Martinez openly got up in front of the crowd where a pro-gun demonstrator was there saying, you want to confiscate guns? And he said, listen, we're not going to take your guns right now. What we do here today will then lead to confiscating your guns. And, of course, he's talking about what they've done all over the world, what they've done in Chicago and New York and other areas. First they register, then they confiscate. And any type of violence using guns is then blamed on gun owners when gun owners have really lowered the crime rate by 49% in the last 20 years because of gun ownership going up. And that's the FBI's own numbers, but they'll never show those numbers on the news. That's why we show those numbers here. But I hope viewers understand something. We've got Time Magazine coming out and saying anybody that says the government's authoritarian is un-American, that's because it really hurts them. That's because they are becoming authoritarian. Just because Obama is a Democrat doesn't mean that he's really a, quote, liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These are authoritarians. While they buy billions of bullets and thousands of armored vehicles and fully auto weapons and their training manuals say it's for Christians and gun owners and conservatives and libertarians and everybody else, basically, who won't toe the line for their tyranny. These are social engineers that are taking over our society, who say that our children belong to the state. These people are taking over. This is a major offensive they've launched. But the good news is they're so arrogant that they're openly bragging more and more about what their real plan is. And so you need to go out to all their anti-gun victim disarmament rallies, their monopoly of power rallies, their tyranny rallies, and show them. They're saying this all over the country. It's like Hitler saying, you know, today Germany, tomorrow the world. They're like, today we register, tomorrow we take your guns. You've got to show that they're disingenuous, because there are lots of useful idiots like the Democrat out in Colorado, the state rep who thinks magazines are disposable. There's lots of idiots like her.
on the Prime House co-sponsor on the ban of the high-capacity magazines. What's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
But they're the useful idiots. The people on top and the people that are smart like Martinez, they understand to be tyrants like King George of England or Santa Ana of Mexico. You've got to take the guns. And to do that, you've got to first say it's for the children. Just give us your guns. So I'm going to play this piece showing what he had to say, and then we're going to come back and give you his phone number and give you the other collaborators' phone numbers at the city council so you can call and let them know, because they are globalist authoritarians. It's the Wall Street, Rothschild, Rockefeller frontman, Bloomberg, spending the money he got through all the Wall Street scams to come in here and take over America. The foreign banks get $85 billion a month of our money. Of course they want to secure the country and make sure they can rob us. Of course they want our guns while they arm to the teeth. And they're using these children. These are conscious authoritarians. Because there he is going, we're not taking your guns now. What we do here will set the stage, the registration. That's what they're calling for. Then we'll ban your guns. And the crowd goes wild. This is how liberty dies, to thunderous applause. Let's go to this report.
The Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
Austin City Council Member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Mayor and City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars Nightly News with a gun owner emergency alert. We sent our reporters out to the Texas Capitol here in Austin to film the Mayor Bloomberg-sponsored event with the Austin police chief calling for the restriction of the Second Amendment, shutting down the gun shows, not having private sales, restricting, quote, high-capacity magazines. And City Councilman Mike Martinez, who's set to be the next mayor, came out and pointed at a man in the audience who had a sign saying, stop the gun ban. And he said, listen, buddy, you're trying to make attention yelling over there. We're going to play the clip here in a moment. He says, that's not happening yet, but once we do this, that is going to happen, to thunderous applause. Everywhere these collectivists have been in control, not just worldwide, but in Chicago, New York, and other areas, they've banned the guns. But first, they register them. First, they register them. And he says to them, hey, we're not banning your guns right now. We're going to do what we're doing now, which is registration, and then we're going to take them. And that's what they've done everywhere, and that's what's so frustrating about this. We have the clip of the Attorney General, back when he was Deputy Attorney General, saying we're going to brainwash the public against guns in the media.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And then, of course, we have the clip of Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your semi-autos.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
And after they've gotten those, they're going to take all the rest. The truth is, they're buying billions of bullets. They're buying armored vehicles. This is an authoritarian takeover. And when Obama was a state senator, he was for the total abolition of firearms ownership. The UN treaty they're trying to ratify right now in the Senate does the same thing. And they admit it in our face. Even deep in the heart of Texas, Mr. Martinez gets up and says, basically, after we register your guns, we are going to confiscate them.
I've got a proclamation on the African-American City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Mexico has a total gun ban and has had 60,000 gun deaths the last 6 years because only the government and criminals have guns. This Second Amendment is a right of all Americans, and it's despicable that these authoritarians creep around on the news and say, we just want reasonable restriction, register, when they're on record, all of them saying they plan to confiscate all our guns as part of a total government takeover of society. Please get this video out to everyone you know, because they want to act like they're being reasonable and, oh, it's no big deal, when on record, they really want to confiscate all our firearms. Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. How diabolical does it have to get that everywhere these people are in control, police in black uniforms, checkpoints, cameras, the state taking control of the kids, and they confiscate the guns, and then you got a pro-Second Amendment activist out there saying your plans to ban the guns, he's like, ha-ha, you're right. Once we get this done, then we get the rest. Counting on the ignorance of the public. Counting on using those dead kids. Obama lying and saying 90% of the country wants to have their guns registered, because that's what they're calling for. And everywhere they've done it, they've taken them. Amazing. Here is the city council phone numbers. And it's important to let Mike Martinez and all of them, but also call them to talk radio around the country. Get this video out to everybody. 974-2264, 512-974-2264. Call them and just say, listen, how dare you have police guarding the city council building, but then you say we can't be armed to protect ourselves. Go to Mexico or North Korea, where only the government has the guns, and it's a hellhole. Get out of our free country. You don't want the birthright of being an American. You're a La Reconquista, La Infusora person funded by the Ford Foundation to break up America. You're not even a Mexican. The globalists have destroyed your country, Mexico, Martinez. You're a shameful person. Shameful. The city council funds billboards saying revolution, you know, La Raza. I mean, I'm just so sick of it. A real revolution would mean you were for guns for the people. I want guns for the Mexican people. I want Mexico to be a free country. How dare you be such a tyrant pig? And how dare the Austin police chief come over to my camera guys and say, don't you dare say we're trying to take the guns. You are up there with the attorney general who's openly said he wants the total abolition of American gun owners' guns. You're up there saying, hey, we just want to register you. Hey, we just want, you're either with us or you're with the criminals. You're with the criminals in the government. You've decided to choose to go with the tyrants who are trying a total takeover. So let's go ahead now and go to the next story, speaking of out-of-control governments. North Korea warns foreigners leave South amid new threats of war to launch missiles tomorrow. What about gun control for the government? What about taking the guns of the government? No. Oh, they all get their guns, even though government's the most dangerous thing with guns. The poor North Korean people. And now they've got 10,000 artillery pieces plus, that's a conservative estimate, pointed at Seoul from the mountaintops, pointing down 30 miles away in South Korea, threatening to blow it up. And they can probably nuke South Korea or Japan. And our own government, Donald Rumsfeld, gave them the reactors in the mid-90s along with Clinton. Gotta love Clinton. Oh, let's help transfer reactors that can make A-bombs to North Korea so they can threaten World War III. But let's take Alex Jones's guns so I gotta live like they do in Chicago with armed criminals busting down my door and the criminal police throwing the book at good citizens. Tyranny came to America, folks. Obama is going into full-bore takeover mode. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. Continuing here, Amber Alert, CNN confirms missing family is in Cuba. What do they have alerts for? Veterans who are engineers with no criminal record until they reportedly got caught with half a bowl of marijuana and a tiny pipe. And so, a year later, they couldn't get their kids back, so they went and took them back. And now they've run, and oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, now they've been called anti-government. Cuba does not recognize U.S. court orders. That means even though the U.S. took child custody away from the family in Cuba, official eyes the family and the boys as parents. That's right, even the communist regime of Cuba isn't as communist as America is, where we have MSNBC host openly coming out and saying the state controls your kids. You've got to run to Cuba now to get freedom. Now again, Cuba's already a tyranny. But in America, you have the old vestiges of liberty left in the free press, but most of it bought off, and then the tyranny growing. And now they're trying to dissolve the old republic. The First Amendment, people being arrested for filming, police, you name it. It is just absolutely off the chart. I wish we could have an Amber Alert for Fast and Furious shipping guns to Mexico. I wish we could have an Amber Alert for $85 billion a month given to foreign banks. Instead of demonizing, oh my gosh, some parents have their kids back. Oh, it's so horrible. This is the sickening, disgusting authoritarians that we have that have taken control of this country. Unbelievable. Continuing now, moving from this story to the moon, U.S. won't be returning to the moon, ladies and gentlemen, says the NASA chief. That's because all the money has to be spent surveilling us here on the ground. Last week, Russia rekindled its plans for a robotic moon mission. A private interest in the moon as a resource is heating up. NASA is saying you can forget about manned flight or even robot flight to the moon. But don't worry, all that research and development money will now go into drones watching you and your family in your backyard and scanning through your clothes with these different type of ground-penetrating radar to see if you have any guns hidden underneath your clothing. And there's that story. DHS testing gun-detecting drones. And there is the report out of News 9 out of Oklahoma City. But I thought they said last year we were lying. There are no domestic drones. There are no plans. We have Homeland Security training videos where it shows them tracking gun owners. And the anti-human PETA group plans to fly drones that would stalk hunters. PETA says it is actively shopping a drone to monitor hunters. Again, because they want all normal human activity banned. And they want to be able to have the government say they represent the animals to be able to steal property and take the rights of humans. That is their plan on that front. Continuing now, now is the time, Obama says. Now is the time in a speech near Newtown. He says, determined as ever to get gun bill passed. He says it's not political. It's for the children. And no, not the hundreds of children he kills a week with personally ordered drone strikes where it's collateral damage to blow up a whole village to get some supposed Al-Qaeda not on his payroll, which I find hard to believe. And, of course, he has the NDAA for the American people, just absolutely disgusting, going, we just want to register, and we just want outside of a court or adjudication to say you're mentally ill and be able to take your guns. I saw him in the news today. They're saying anybody that's ever been on prescription drugs, including painkillers, you're going to have your guns taken now. Outside of law, it's just a pack of out-of-control criminals because they know things are about to collapse. They've engineered the collapse as part of Agenda 21, but if they don't get their full control in before all this happens, they'll just all end up going to jail like Ken Lay or Bernie Madoff, and they can't have that. It's now come out that the socialist French government that raised taxes above 75%, there's already a 75% tax in France, but they put 75% on everybody who kept money above that. And then it turned out the entire government basically had Swiss bank accounts and were exempt, and the EU bureaucrats don't pay taxes. Isn't that just special? Now speaking of Obama running Al-Qaeda, here is an article out of the Associated Press, of all places. Iraq Al-Qaeda and Syrian militants announce merger, and they admit that this Al-Qaeda group works for NATO and the West and is purging Christians across Syria. So our government is funding Al-Qaeda to openly chop the heads off of Christians, and our media won't talk about it. He won't cry about it and say, we've got to do this for the children. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is upside down right now. The normalcy bias of the public to put up with anything has reached biblical proportions. But I don't have a normalcy bias. I don't have mass Stockholm syndrome. I don't have learned helplessness. I am in full InfoWar combat mode. You can ask the crew. I am crawling the walls, crazed. I can work till 10, 11 at night and not get tired. You know why? Because I can see the hammer dropping. I can feel the hammer dropping. The globalists know something big's coming. They're getting ready to totally implode everything. And they're just trying to set the stage to stage more mass shootings and blame it on all gun owners collectively when it's the government that has made the schools gun-free, shoot 'em up zones and advertise them to every mentally ill person to go shoot 'em up. But that didn't work, so they clearly staged many of these events. Of course they did. Of course they did. They're mega tyrants. They haven't killed me because I've told my story, and it would highlight, exclamation point, everything I've said. They've tried to assassinate my name instead, but you've resonated with the truth. That's why they always try to attack us and say we're not true, we're not real. Alex Jones is bought off. Alex Jones is compromised with no evidence. That's why they do that, because the spirit of the devil that's in them wants to say I'm a liar and a fraud because it hurts them to see someone who's real and honorable. And even if you don't believe in the devil, I've seen this over and over again with mainstream media attacks, alternative attacks, all of them. It's always that I'm not true or I'm a fraud. Folks, they want to do that because they know I'm a leader, which I'm not even looking to be a leader. This is a dangerous position. But they know I'm real. They listen to my phones. They know I'm committed. And so they want to bring down that idea that there could be other good people out there. You're good. You know you love liberty. You know it beats in your breast. You know you love your children. You know you're angry at injustice. And you know I'm real. At a spiritual level, we make that connection. And that's why they hate me and don't know what to do with me, because I've got God on my side. And even if they destroy me, that's part of God's plan. I don't want that to happen. I don't look forward to it. But if it happens, I cheerfully go forward, because it was 1 in 25,000 with autism 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 50. I mean, I go to any public place and there's just children brain damage everywhere. It hurts me. I'll be honest with you. I feel like a coward and a scumbag because I can't figure out ways to warn people properly. I can't find that lever to unlock minds. I know they're injecting kids at hospitals everywhere, killing them and brain damaging them. But then I think, what can I do? I'm only one man. You have to take action. You have to get involved. You have to realize that they figured out a high-tech tyranny where they don't burn your village. Well, they do overseas. They get away with it. It's cheaper and quicker. But where they do it through food that's adulterated and water that's adulterated and things that have been poisoned and cultural degradation and attacking the family. This is scorched earth. This is the depopulation. They're depopulating our intellects and our minds first in the Western world so that we'll be so narcotized and poisoned and confused we won't recognize the implosion as it accelerates. But in Africa and Latin America and Asia, folks, they go in and give the women shots. They have miscarriages on the spot. Armored vehicles pull up. They give them the shots. In Africa, they give them the shots that sterilize the women. They get caught, and yuppies go, well, there are too many Africans. See, you're not really a liberal. You act like, oh, hi, black person, I like you, but you really want them dead. But you're dead, too. What, you think you can kill them and it won't come back on you? You're just being killed in a more sophisticated way. I had Dan Spitz on. His children were already in movies and stuff at age one, talking and walking and jumping. Gave them shots, passed out for 5 days. And still, at the end of the interview, they couldn't believe it was on purpose when I had the government book showing them. You've got to admit it's happening to stop it. That's why there's an article up on InfoWars.com where this Time magazine reporter is saying, anybody that says the government's authoritarian is un-American, because we are American. That's why they're demonizing the patriots, the constitutionalists, people that talk about the New World Order. We were right. We're not geniuses. The enemy admitted their battle plan. That's why I get so angry at the slimy scum-filledness of these people giggling at a few lone pro-Second Amendment demonstrators at their anti-gun thing, saying, oh, this guy's real loud. This guy thinks he's real smart. But you know what? We're not taking your guns now. What we're doing now will let us take your guns once they're registered. I mean, you talk about hammering it in our face. Folks, you've got the power. Get InfoWars.com out to everybody. PrisonPlanet.com out to everybody. Get the news show. Subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. I am a kamikaze in the InfoWar, going right into the deck of a New World Order capital ship, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just keep using the cheesy Star Wars analogies, flying right into the main bridge of the Executor. And I'm here to tell you, I want to hit the main bridge of the Executor in the InfoWar. I don't want to blow up on the side, man. And listen, you can empower us to go 110% into the enemy. That's all I want. You know how angry it makes me to watch that guy laugh? We're going to get him, though. I'm in on the club. Come on up, Chief. Tell him how it's for the kids. And those guys are all gangsters, man, with their own entourages and weapons and all the crap going on. It's all just El Jefe, you know, takeover garbage. And I am sick of it. And my soul resonates against it. And I swear on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of humanity. I swear on the altar of God to be true. I swear on the altar of God to work as hard as I can. I swear on the altar of God to not be a coward. I swear on the altar of God to defeat these people and to defend the innocents. And I want you to swear on the altar of God right now. These weak churches will never tell you the truth. They'll tell you to submit and lay down. It's time to stand against the money changers. We're going to break, coming back with a very important interview with Darren McBreen and Mr. Pinckney on the demonization of the real American people and the preparation for an authoritarian purge against America. And if we fight back, we'll be called terrorists in a civil war. Warn everyone, the enemy is coming in like a flood. Who will lift up a standard against it? It's InfoWars Nightly News.
Jakari Jackson here, and I want to talk to you for a second about water. You know about ProPure, our flagship water purification system, but check out some of our portable water filter products at InfoWarsStore.com. The clearly filtered water pitcher. Also, for those of you on the go, we have the Athlete Edition filtered water bottle and the RAD Eliminator Pro filtered sports bottle that removes radiation. And keep in mind, we have replacement filters for all of these products. The ever popular grab and go bag favorite, the Life Straw. The Crystal Quest shower filter system and the Aquapod kit, great for mass storage of water. And while you're at the InfoWars shop, pick up a copy of our latest book, 31 Days to Survival. You can find all this and more at the InfoWarsStore.com, and don't forget, it's your support that funds our operation. Sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus, get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com. Why is the Department of Homeland Security engaged in a massive arms buildup? The DHS has recently purchased over 2 billion rounds of ammunition and almost 3,000 armored vehicles plus riot gear. The mainstream media has predictably responded to the controversy by, well, dismissing the concerns of U.S. citizens as paranoia, or by simply ignoring the staggering amount of ammo purchases altogether. The massive purchasing and stockpiling of ammunition by the DHS can only be a red alert warning that the federal agency is planning on waging a massive war with the American people. And with us now is former political prisoner and veteran of the Black Panther Party, Larry Pinckney. Larry, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. You know, it's a pleasure and an honor.
So what do you make of all this? I mean, do you think that the DHS, are they planning for some sort of Red Dawn-style invasion from another country? Or are they preparing for massive civil unrest and a potential war with the American people?
I think it's crystal clear that it's the latter. I think it's crystal clear, frankly, Darren, that the reality is that the Department of Homeland Security, under the direction, of course, of drone man Barack Obama, is stockpiling ammunition and or weapons to protect the U.S. government, not the people, not the U.S. citizens, not the American people. I think that's crystal clear. They're not doing this because it's howdy doody time. They're doing this because they do obviously feel that they need to prepare for a rebellion. And that rebellion is and will come from the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people of the United States of America.
Well, to put it into perspective, during the height of the Iraq War, the U.S. Army was using less than 6 million rounds of ammunition a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so 2 billion rounds would be enough for the DHS to sustain a war for 20 plus years in America. And let's take a look at some of these purchases. 200 million rounds of .223 rifle ammunition, 176,000 rounds of .308 caliber hollow point rounds, 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point bullets. They're buying, you know, all kinds of riot gear. They have bulletproof checkpoint booths that have stop and go lights, and almost 3,000 heavily armored personnel carriers. These are the same MRAPs that are used in Iraq and Afghanistan, this time for service on the streets of America. And for those of us who are questioning the DHS arms purchases, anybody who out there is questioning it, you know, they are calling us paranoid. And Larry, I think it was you, I heard you once say that just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean it ain't happening.
That's correct. And the reality is that, of course, as you said earlier in your introduction, the corporate stream media is playing its insidious role of dismissing these very real and necessary concerns. Or, I should say, and or, they are saying, oh, it's no big deal, or they're just omitting it altogether, which they do on a regular, frequent basis. So the fact of the matter is, and I say it again, just because we're paranoid does not mean it's not happening. Folks, we need to be aware. We need to be conscious. We need to understand that when organizations such as the U.S. government and in this case the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, when they stockpile ammunition and weapons, they are doing it with a purpose in mind. They are doing it with an objective in mind. This is not being done, as I said, for howdy doody time. This is not being done to protect the United States, the people of the United States, from some kind of invasion. This, in fact, is in preparation of an invasion by the U.S. government against the people of the United States.
Well, that's right. And let's be clear, the DHS does not fight wars overseas. They are a domestic agency with domestic responsibilities. And we're not the only so-called paranoid people out there asking questions. In fact, retired Army Captain Terry Hestelow, he says the Obama administration's recent appropriation of weapons is a bold threat of war against the citizens of the United States of America. He says Americans need to prepare and defend themselves against the Obama administration's coup against the American people. So more and more people are looking at these weapons and ammunition purchases and demanding answers. And, you know, I couldn't help but think how here we have the Department of Homeland Security purchasing 2 billion rounds of ammunition, we're supposed to be crazy conspiracy theorists for asking questions. Yet if you and I, if we were to go out and, let's say, purchase, oh, I don't know, you know, two or three dozen boxes of ammo for ourselves, we would suddenly become potential terrorists, or we'd become a terrorist threat. And just like the Black Panther Party back in the day, they didn't call you guys terrorists. They said you were revolutionaries. And I've got a quote from J. Edgar Hoover, and I'm sure you've probably heard this before. J. Edgar Hoover back in the day said, "The Negro youth must be made to understand that if they succumb to revolutionary teachings, they will be dead revolutionaries." And Larry Pinkney, unfortunately, you are all too familiar with how the federal government treats so-called revolutionaries, or anyone else for that matter, who they see as a possible threat.
Yes, and the reality is, I would take this officer's comment, that this general, what was his name again?
It was retired Lieutenant Hestelo.
Hestelo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a retired Army captain from the U.S. Army.
Okay, I would take retired Captain Hesselow's comment one step further. He's correct that it, in fact, is what DHS under Obama is doing is certainly a threat. But I would take it to say that it's one step further to say that, in fact, the actions of the Department of Homeland Security under drone man Barack Obama are, in fact, an active preparation for what this government is planning, this corporate-owned government is planning against the American people. It does not take a rocket scientist to understand that.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I'm going to switch gears for a second because I wanted to talk about, you know, I enjoy reading your contributions to the Intrepid Report and the Black Commentator, blackcommentator.com. And recently, you know, last week was the 45th anniversary of the U.S. government-sponsored assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Barack Obama, you know, he's done nothing to bring about the true story of Dr. King's assassination. And just like the murder of JFK or Bobby Kennedy, the Martin Luther King assassination, it's been covered up by the power elite and the controlled mainstream media. But you wrote in your latest article that we need to embrace the everyday people's stories and reject the top-down narratives of history. I was wondering if you can get into that for us.
Well, all I meant by that, because I like to read, I like to write in plain, simple, straightforward language, not all this intellectual masturbation, just straightforward. All I meant by that was that the narrative, that is to say, the story that we get from the U.S. government, its institutions, including the corporate stream media, that is a narrative put forth to the people of this nation and world, for that matter, that is absolutely inaccurate, and it is weighted in favor of the corporate stream media. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're coming through pretty good. You know, and I was just thinking, you're absolutely correct. There's no way we could rely on the official government account of history. The mainstream media is obviously a total fraud and controlled by the corporate elite and the school system. I mean, the school system is not going to teach an accurate account of history as well. So I'm curious, how do you plan on preserving the historical account of the Black Panther Party, for example? How can we be sure that future generations have an accurate historical account of the Black Panthers?
I intend to not only continue writing in various publications, but I make it a point to speak directly with black, white, brown, red, and yellow people of all backgrounds and both genders to get them to understand that the narrative, not only as it relates to the Black Panther Party, but as it relates to the American Indian Movement, the Student for Democratic Society, La Raza Unida, I can go on and on and on, but I'm talking about the movement of everyday people. I intend to continue to keep putting it out there and have direct direct contact with the people. Now, I know that upsets the government, the corporate-owned government. It upsets the jive-time, half-stepping, lying politicians, Democrat and Republican, but so be it. Our struggle has to be about each other, you know, not Goldman Sachs, okay? Not the narrative or story, if you will, of the people who have been oppressing us, who, and when I say oppressing, I mean exploiting us economically, politically, and socially, keeping us divided, keeping us in fear of each other, keeping us powerless. I intend to continue getting this information out until the day I die. And I say, as we say, I say now, as we said back in the day, all power to the people.
That's right. And the struggle does continue. And they did everything they could to destroy the Black Panther Party. You know, your activities were disrupted. You were demonized by the mainstream media. A lot of you guys were thrown in prison, wrongfully accused. You yourself, Larry, you know, a victim of COINTELPRO and a political prisoner for 10 plus years. A lot of you guys were murdered, but ideas are bulletproof. And the ideas continue, and the hopes and the aspirations of the Black Panther Party still live on. Larry Pinkney, closing comments.
I just want to thank you, the crew there at Infowars.com, Alex Jones Show. Darren, I just want to thank all of you for the great, necessary, important work that you're doing. It is imperative that we intensify in our struggle. It is imperative that we get over our little minor differences. We have more in common than we do not have. In other words, we have more to work together for than to work against each other for. Thank you again. Love and strength to all of you. All power to the people.
All right. Well, Larry, thanks once again. Look forward to having you visit Austin, Texas in person next month. And I encourage everybody to check out the Intrepid Report, blackcommentator.com. Larry Pinkney is a very talented writer, and you could tell right here he's a gifted speaker as well. And we look forward to having you back on sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much, and take care and be strong.
All right, there's one of my favorite guests on the show, and, you know, that guy's the real deal. And Larry Pinkney will be traveling to Austin, Texas sometime early next month, and we'll get a chance to interview him once again live, this time in studio. So certainly looking forward to that. Hey, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Texas time, that is. Until then, have a blessed evening, and we'll see you back right here tomorrow. Good night.